Yeah. ज्ञानं तथेतत् अमलं दुरावपामा
unto the great sage Narada. and cantina
of those
who have surrendered
exclusively
to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation. Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the well-wisher and friend of all living entities, formally explained this transcendental knowledge to the great saint Narayana. Such knowledge is extremely difficult to understand without the mercy of a saintly person like Narayana. But everyone who has taken shelter of Narada's disciplic succession can understand this confidential knowledge. Purport. It is stated here that this confidential knowledge is extremely difficult to understand, yet it is very easy to understand if one takes shelter of a pure devotee. This confidential knowledge is also mentioned at the end of Bhagavad Gita, where the Lord says, Sarva Dharma Prichacha Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. That's Bhagavad Gita 18:66. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. This knowledge is an extremely confidential secret, but it can be understood if one approaches the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the bona fide agent, the spiritual master in the disciplic succession from Narada. Prahlad Maharaj wanted to impress upon the sons of the demons that although such knowledge can be understood only by a saintly person like Narada, they should not be disappointed, for if one takes shelter of Narada instead of material teachers, this knowledge is possible to understand. Understanding does not depend upon high parentage. The living entity is certainly pure on the spiritual platform, and therefore anyone who attains the spiritual platform by the grace of the spiritual master can also understand his confidential knowledge. Om Gyanatmanasya Kalanjana Sharakaya Chakshurmritamjena Asmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Nishtam
Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Tadamayam
Tadami Svarasanakitam Vandeham Shri Gurum
Shrita Padamadam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sakana Ravnatam Vicham Tamsa Jivam Sadvetam Savadutam Paritanashitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sakana Daya Shri Vishakarvitam Shyam Hare Krishna Purna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Charapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Bhakta-hāsa-gaurāṅgī Rādhe-rāvaneśvarī Prajasaravanu-sinevī Pranāmi-tari-kriye
Namāsaṁ Vishnu-pādāya
Prajnā-prajāya-bhūtale Śrīmadē-bhakti-vedānta Swami Niti Namge Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prachārine Nirvishesha Shunyavani Ashyantare Shatārine Vanchakalpatrupyasya Kripasindhu Vemacha Patitānam Pāvanebhyo Vaiṣṇavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityānanda Shri Advaita Gadādhar Shri Vāsāni Gaurabhavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Gumakam Kuroti Vachalam Hangam Dangayate Kiri Yakrita Namaham Vande Shri Guru Dinata Vinam Paramanam Jamadhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram Hare Krishna. So it is my great honor and pleasure to be here with so many wonderful devotees here in the Brahmachari Ashram of Sri Sri Radha Govinda Dev Mandir in ISKCON, Calcutta.
Hey, Baba!
And we're all in a very festive mood today. One reason is we're here in the Brahmachari Ashram enjoying Bhagavatam class, which is a special occasion. And the other is that we're celebrating Gaudiya Marjanam, and tomorrow we'll be celebrating Sri Jagannath Rath Yatra Maha Mahotsava. And in ISKCON, Calcutta, my experience for the last 3 years, I think it's my fourth year, is that Jagannath Rath Yatra is the biggest festival of the year in ISKCON, Calcutta, with the exception of this year. This year is also special because we'll be celebrating the Jalabhuta Yatra, the Jalabhuta Festival, the 50th anniversary of Srila Prabhupada departing from Calcutta for the Western world. Sata Sake Hai Srila Prabhupada America Mein Gay. 4. Harinam Ki Dwara Udhar Kye. Srila Prabhupada Ki
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada arrived in New York in 1965, and I was also born in New York in 1965. I was born only a short walking distance, 5 or 10 minutes, from Dr. Mishra's yoga studio, where Prabhupada started his preaching in New York. So I'm very excited about this year. And it is my great amazement that someone from my background, growing up where I grew up, because New York City is not an easy place for devotional service. Srila Prabhupada said it was the capital of Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga Rajdhani. But despite all the disadvantages I faced, and I faced many disadvantages, the place where I grew up in New York City was violent. When I went to school, when I was in the first standard, I went in the bathroom. I was on my way to a class trip. We were going to the Statue of Liberty, all my classmates. And my father had lent me one camera. So I was wearing the camera around my neck. And when I went into the bathroom, some bigger boys, maybe second or third standard, they tried to grab the camera. And I put up a fight. And one of the boys took a pencil and almost put it through my cheek. And I went back to the, but I threw his head into the toilet and blushed. So I was feeling triumphant. I did not even know I was bleeding. I went back to my classroom and my teacher said, "What happened? What happened to you? And when my mother saw this, she said, "This is not good. He cannot stay here." And years later, I found out that the ice cream man, do you all have experience? I don't know, in India, America, there's a truck that goes around from neighborhood to neighborhood selling ice cream. And they ring the bell, they play a song. It's a universal truth. Madhuram, madhuram. So you buy the ice cream from the ice cream man, and our ice cream man was named Uncle John. So because of this incident, we moved to a better neighborhood in Westchester County, in a suburb of New York City. And then years later, I came back to my old neighborhood, and I inquired about all my old friends. And I said, "What happened to Uncle John? I don't see his ice cream truck." And they said, "They arrested him for selling cocaine out of the ice cream truck." So even the ice cream man was a drug dealer. So this is my personal experience, and this is just one drop of the ocean. Rajan, the ocean of faults of Kali Yuga. If Srila Prabhupada had not come to that place, it would have remained only an ocean of faults with no benefit. But because Srila Prabhupada came there, he brought the jewels of devotional service, the jewel of Srimad Bhagavatam, the jewel of prasadam, the jewel of Radha Govinda. We have Radha Govinda in New York City now. And the jewel of the holy names. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
So we're very fortunate, especially myself and all the members of Kali Yuga Rajdhani, New York, and not only New York, but all of the United States, North America, Canada, South America, Australia, New Zealand, and Europe, Russia, China, Japan, Asia, the whole world has now been covered by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, who has brought the holy name to every town and village, fulfilling the prediction of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kutivati achayata nagaradi gram sarvatra pachara hoi me moranam, who predicted that this chanting will be heard in every town and every village all over the world. And Srila Prabhupada is bringing this prediction to fruition. And one of Srila Prabhupada's most powerful means of bringing the holy name to every town and village is through this Jagannath Rath Yatra festival. Srila Prabhupada started Jagannath Rath Yatra here in Calcutta in 1902 at the age of 5. And he continued it every year. And then he brought it to the West. And Jagannath Rath Yatra is the most merciful of all festivals. It's the festival in which we can access the most mercy. It's the festival in which all the conditioned souls can access the most mercy. It's the festival where Lord Jagannath leaves the temple and goes out into the streets and gives his darshan to everyone, whether they're a prostitute, whether they're a drug addict, whether they're Uncle John who's selling cocaine out of his ice cream truck, whether it's that child that tried to put his pencil through my cheek. Everyone on this day of Jagannath Rath Yatra can get incredible mercy. It's the festival in which it's the greatest sale of mercy. And this is a very secret festival, Guyam, Raja Guyam. Why this festival is the festival of the most mercy is a great secret. And we will try to just go into a drop of the ocean of the reason why Jagannath Rath Yatra is the festival that gives the most mercy of any other festival. We'll try to briefly discuss it this morning. Before we do, we'd like to just mention how this mercy is accessible. The most confidential knowledge can be accessed only through a teacher in disciplic succession. We cannot get this knowledge from anywhere. Just like if we want to study medicine, we cannot go to the library and take out some books on brain surgery, read those books in the library, and then go take a storefront on Kamak Street and put up a sign, brain surgeon available. You know, 500 rupees, brain surgery. We cannot do that. In order to open a shop, become a brain surgeon, we have to study under authorized teachers, an authorized university, so that similarly, what to speak of this material science of medicine, the spiritual science is much higher. Why is it higher? Because we must become qualified to receive the knowledge. Anyone can go to a college of medicine and study medicine if they have a little bit of brain. And they will get the knowledge of brain surgery. However, the knowledge of spiritual life requires qualification from our side. We must be austere. Yehi samsparsha jabo ga dukkha vinaya evate. That a person who wants to study the spiritual science, he must be austere. He must follow four regular principles. No fish, no meat, no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex. He must take a vow that I will chant every day without fail 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And one must take a vrata, a vow, that I will assist in the mission of the spiritual master to spread Krishna consciousness. I will assist. So Shri Prahlad Maharaj is telling all this to his classmates. He's telling them that by the mercy of Narada Muni, I have learned this knowledge and I am passing it on to you. So by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and his followers, we're also benefiting from the same knowledge. So in this chapter, Prahlad is condemning friend and enemy. The teachers, Sanda and Amarka, they're teaching that this one is your friend, this one is your enemy. Your enemy you must smash so that you can enjoy sense gratification and be successful. But Prahlad is saying, Aham Bija Pradapita, that Krishna is the seed-giving father of all living entities. Thus, we're all brothers. So where is the sense of friend and enemy? And he's appealing to his friends, go beyond dharma, artha, kama, moksha. These items are good. They'll help us come to the mode of goodness. And from the mode of goodness, we can come to transcendence. Just like if I want to travel to New York from ISKCON, Calcutta, first I must go to airport. So the airport is like mode of goodness. And from mode of goodness, from sattva gun, one can go to shuddha sattva, to the transcendental platform. So dharma, artha, kama, moksha, these can help us come to sattva gun, to the airport. But it's not the goal, it's not the gati, it's not the conclusion, it's not the supreme destination. The supreme destination is prema, is the love of Krishna, transcendental devotional service to the Supreme Lord. So, in this way, we hear in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna explains the same point. Mancha yogya vicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. That mamchayo avyabhicharena, that you should do service unto me, that is avyabhicharena, that is undeviating. You should fully be focused on this. Bhakti yogena, offer bhakti yoga, devotional service, sevate, offer service. And then sagunan samatityaitan, those gunas, one can samatityaitan, overcome, one can go over the gunas. Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate, and be situated in Brahman. And we should ultimately understand that the conclusion is complete surrender unto the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Sarva Dharman Prichaja Mamikam Sharanam Vraja Aham Tvam Sarva Papevyo Mokshayishami Mahasuchaha. Krishna says, abandon all varieties of religion, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, give it up, and just surrender unto me. I will protect you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. So, in today's verse, we hear, Gyanam tad eta amalam durvapam aha. That this uncontaminated, this jnanam, this knowledge that is amalam, that is without mal, that is uncontaminated, it's durava pama. It's very difficult to understand this knowledge, this uncontaminated knowledge. Narayano, Nara Sakka Kila Naradaya. Narayan, the friend of all. Narayano, Nara Sakaha. Sakaha means friend. Nara means human being. He's a friend of all. Suridam Sarvabhutanam. But especially Nara Sakaha. He's the friend of human beings. Kila Naradaya. He explained it to Narada. Ekantinam Bhagavatastad Akinchananam. That those who have surrendered, Ekantinam Bhagavatas, they've surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They have only Ekatman consciousness, one consciousness. That consciousness is Krishna consciousness. And Akinchananam. They do not have any material possessions. Then, Paravinda Rajapluta Dehinam Syat. They, Padaravinda, at the lotus feet of the Lord, Raja, Pluta, they take their bath. Dehinam, their dehi, their bodies, they bathe in the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord. And Srila Prabhupada, he translates this line, kind of interesting. He says, everyone who has taken shelter of Narada's disciplic succession can understand this confidential knowledge. So what does it mean to understand this confidential knowledge? It means to bathe our bodies in the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord. Hare Krishna. So in the purport, Prabhupada says that this knowledge is difficult to understand, but it's easy if one takes shelter of a pure devotee. So it's very important to take shelter of a pure devotee to understand this knowledge. What is this knowledge? Sarvadharma Pritchacha. This knowledge is complete surrender unto Krishna. And how to understand it? In disciplic succession. Evam parampara praptam imam raja shayovidahu sakalane hamanata yogodashta parantapa. That this knowledge should be understood in disciplic succession. Just like someone is handing a ripe mango from the top of a tree to the next person, to the next person, to the next person. And the person at the bottom of the chain receives the same ripe, juicy mango, intact. Tadvidi pradipatena parishprasnena sevaya upadekshantite gyanam gyaninastakvadarshanaha. One should offer service to such a pure devotee and inquire for them submissively. Vishnanath Chakravarti Thakur said, yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado yasya prasadat nagati pitopi. That by serving that pure devotee becomes pleased, and then Krishna becomes pleased. So how to serve that pure devotee? We have a common mission, and that mission is Prativati Achyata Nagarani Gram Sarvatra Pracharha, to spread this chanting of holy name to every town and village of the world. And that mission is available to us. We can participate. Through the Rathiyatra Maha Mahotsava, Sri Rathiyatra Maha Mahotsava Ki! I remember I was in Boston. Boston is another degraded town. Prabhupada landed in Boston, 1965, September 17th. Prabhupada arrived in Boston at the Commonwealth Pier. He saw the sign A&P, the shopping center. He walked down with the captain, Pandya, and walked around Boston, and he saw brothels, places of prostitutes, he saw liquor shops, he saw restaurants with meat eating, so much sinful activity. But Prabhupada had set his lotus feet on the Western world, and Prabhupada prayed to the Lord, how will I deliver them? Please give me the ability to speak. You have given me this title of Bhaktivedanta, so please let my words have some potency. Bhakti nai, Veda nai. I don't have knowledge, I don't have devotion, but please give me the ability to speak so that your message will be heard and understood. And lo and behold, because of Prabhupada's sincere prayers for all of us, now thousands of people all over the world from every culture, from Yavanas and Malechas and Palindas and Kulinas and all of these low-class people have taken up the process of loudly chanting,
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! 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 Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare Hare!
1984, I was a college student in Boston. I was walking on the street, and what did I see? But I saw the festival of India, Jagannath Rath Yatra had concluded, but all the tents and festivals were set up, and devotees were seated on a stage, and they were loudly chanting,
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! 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 Hare!
I sat down right in front of them and I began to clap my hands and I also began to chant,
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! 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 Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare Hare!
This is the Leela of Srila Prabhupada to spread Lord Chaitanya's pastimes and mission in all the Western countries, Desha Tarane. And this is the modern day pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya's Leela continues. And we were hearing yesterday from His Grace Vallabh Chaitanya Prabhu about the wonderful pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and Rath Yatra in Puri. He was speaking about the mercy of Rath Yatra, that even if one only sees the wrath, he will go back to Godhead. Even if he takes money for some service to do for Rath Yatra, like these men in the temple room cleaning the chandelier for Jagannath's pleasure, they will go back to Godhead. Even one can be sinful doing sinful activities, if someone somehow comes in contact with Jagannath, they will go back to Godhead. So Jagannath's Leela starts with the Rath Yatra, with the Pandu Vijay, when Jagannath is coming back out of the temple, he's rocking back and forth. So many Pandas are holding him and rocking him, and they're playing the gongs. Gong, 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 gong. And they're rocking Jagannath back and forth. And I was there about 10 years ago in Puri for Rath Yatra. And a friend of mine, he asked the Pandas, he's so heavy, he's so powerful, how do you manage to move him back and forth like that? And they said, we're not moving him back and forth, we're trying to keep him still. This is Jagannath's Leela. He's so intoxicated because he's in the mood that he's returning to Vrindavan to be back with the Vrajavasis, with the gopis, with Srimati Radharani. So he's intoxicated. Lord Chaitanya personally greeted the devotees with chandan and garlands, and he embraced them, offered obeisances, welcomed them to Puri, and he organized the Rath Yatra festival. He organized 7 kirtan parties with 4 in the front, 2 on the side, and 1 in the back, with 2 murdangas, 8 kartals, lead singer, 8 responsive singers, 6 or 8 responsive singers, and 8 kartal players in each party. And when the parties came together with Lord Chaitanya dancing in the middle, there were 14 murdangas sounding simultaneously, and the kirtan filled the universe, and the sound was tumultuous of the chanting,
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! 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 Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare Hare!
And Lord Chaitanya is dancing. He's dancing so beautifully that Lord Jagannath's cart stops so that Lord Jagannath can watch the dancing of Lord Chaitanya. And as he's watching, it's noticed that Subhadra Mai and Baladev are also watching the dancing of Lord Chaitanya. And because they're seeing the dancing of Lord Chaitanya, they're smiling. Lord Chaitanya is dancing, he's jumping high in the air, and he's experiencing 8 transformations of his body simultaneously. One of the transformations is his cell phone began to ring very ecstatically. And he began trembling. His skin broke out with goose pimples. His hairs were standing on end. It was looking like a simuli tree covered with thorns. His teeth began to chatter like a child in the cold. And they were chattering so intensely, it looked like each individual tooth was chattering in a different direction. And it looked as if his teeth were going to fall out. And the people were so much afraid of this, seeing his teeth chattering so much. His body oozed perspiration, and his body also oozed blood. His voice was choked with ecstasy, and he began to utter jugga gugga, jugga gugga, only not really like that. Tears were shooting from his eyes like a syringe, and everyone in the area became wet with the tears from his eyes. The color of his body changed from white to pinkish in color, just like a Malika flower. Sometimes he was stunned, he didn't move, and sometimes he rolled on the ground like a great mountain. His legs and his hands sometimes became hard like dry wood, and he did not move. Sometimes he fell to the ground, and his breathing almost stopped. And the devotees, seeing this, they also became almost lifeless. Water came from his eyes and also from his nose. There was foam, as if coming from the heavenly planets, flowing through his nose and flowing through his mouth. And a devotee named Shubhananda, he caught that foam and drank it because he was very expert in relishing transcendental mellows. And that foam tasted just like nectar. Lord Chaitanya stopped dancing and he ordered Swaroop Damodar to sing. And Swaroop Damodar began to sing. And he sang a beautiful refrain. Seta Paranata Payanu Yahalagi Madanadahani Jurigenu. The Lord of my life, in the absence of whom my heart was burning by Cupid and was withering away. In the purport of this verse, Srila Prabhupada describes that Swaroop Damodar was describing the mood of Srimati Radharani, that her heart is burning in absence of Lord Krishna because he left Vrindavan. He went to Dwarka after Mathura. But now he has come to Kurukshetra. And as Swaroop Damodar chanted this verse again and again, Lord Chaitanya began to dance. And he began to act out the meeting of Radha and Krishna with his two hands. He began to enact with his arms the meeting of Radha and Krishna. She remembered Krishna's intimate association in Vrindavan. And she thought, Now I have once again gained the Lord of my life. In his absence, I was burning by the arrow of Cupid, and thus I was withering away. And now I have my life again. Because Srimati Radharani and the Vrajavasis, they heard that Krishna was coming to Kurukshetra because of the eclipse, and they all traveled to Kurukshetra to meet him. But although Krishna is there in Kurukshetra, and Radharani is still there in Kurukshetra, Radharani is still feeling separation from Krishna, even though Krishna is right in front of her. How is that? Rajavesha Hatigoda Manusya Gahan Gahan Gopavesha Kahan Nirjana Vrindavan. That Rajavesha, Krishna has the Rajavesha, the kingly robes, the clothes of a king. He has the crown, he has the jewels, he has the silks. Hati, the elephant is there. Goda is there. Lots of them. They're galloping. And Manusya Gahan. There's many, many men, many soldiers, many people. There's a loud sound. It's so much noise. Hati, Goda, Manusya. And Krishna's there, but he's like a king. Kahan Gopavesha. Kahan, where is your Gopavesh? Where is your flute? Where is your peacock feather? Where is your mukut? Where is your simple cowherd dress? Kahan Nirjana Vrindavan. Where is the opportunity for us to be alone together in Vrindavan? So she's longing for Krishna to take her back to Vrindavan. Say Baba, say Krishna, say Vrindavan. Yabe pai, tabe hai. Vachitra Puran. This is her complete Puran desire, is to return to Vrindavan with Krishna. Avashesha Radha Krishna Kahi Nivedan. Se Ami Se Tumi Se Nava Sangama. So Lord Chaitanya begins chanting beautiful verses in this mood and dancing. Avashesha Radha Krishna Kahi Nivedan. Say Ami, say to me, say Nava Sangama. I am the same Radha, you are the same Krishna, and it is the same as we met for the very first time. So this is Radharani's burning experience, that she's together with Krishna, but yet she's feeling separation from Krishna. There's a wonderful example of this. I heard this from Gauranga Prabhu. Please listen very carefully. Imagine that you are going through the Pandava Nirjal Ekadashi. You go whole day, no food, no water, whole night, no food, no water. Next morning, it's the time to break the fast, and you are brought a big thali of Mahaprasadam with rasgullas and rice and dal and chapatis and sandesh and sweet rice and kheer and salad. And so many wonderful preparations, and a big, tall, cool glass of water. And you're just about to break your fast. Mahaprasade Govinde. And just as you're about to break your fast, and you're just reaching for that water, you realize that that water and that prasadam is surrounded by a glass case. And that glass case is locked. And you don't have the key. Imagine how you feel. You become even more thirsty. You become even more hungry. The object of your desire is just within reach, but it's not accessible to you. Now, what kind of mercy and gratitude will you feel to someone who comes with the key to unlock it for you? So this is our great opportunity to receive the mercy of Srimati Radharani by participating in Jagannath Rathayatra festival. This is our opportunity to attain the greatest mercy of Srimati Radharani that is achievable. And that is why this festival is the greatest festival for unconditional mercy of any festival in the entire universe. Because by assisting Srimati Radharani to pull Krishna, Lord Jagannath, back to Vrindavan, we are opening up that glass case and giving her access to Krishna. She's in Kurukshetra with Krishna. He's in Rajaveshna. There's Hati. There's Gauri. She's right in front of Krishna, but she does not have access. He's like locked in a glass case. She wants to be alone in Vrindavan with Krishna. And Jagannath Rathayatra Festival brings Krishna back to Vrindavan. So by participating in this festival, we assist Srimati Radharani in bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan, where Srimati Radharani can once again have access to the most cherished item of her heart, her most dear desire, her most Priya, her most beloved Sri Krishna. That very personality who stole away my heart during my youth is now again my master. These are the same moonlit nights of the month of Chaitra. The same fragrance of Malati flowers is there, and the same sweet breezes are blowing in the Kadamba forest. In our intimate relationship, I am also the same lover, yet still my mind is not happy here. I am eager to go back to that place on the bank of the Reva, under the Vamsivat tree. That is my desire. So, Srila Prabhupada has given us access to this most merciful festival of Rathayatra. We can gain this topmost knowledge and unconditional mercy through the disciplic succession, evam param paramparam. We should take advantage of this opportunity, surrender to Krishna, sarva dharma prachaja, engage in this Rathayatra festival, and obtain the supreme unconditional mercy. Thus, we can bathe Haradaravinda Rajaputta Dehinam Syat. We can bathe in the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord and His devotees. Our lives become successful. And at the end of this life, we can go back home, back to Godhead. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Jagannath Rathayatra Maha Mahotsava Ki, Shrila Prabhupada Ki, Gaura Premanande,
Hello!
Ek Prabhu Ki, Jai! Bahut Bahut
Dhanyavad.
Hare Krishna.
Enthusiastic glass. I go and appreciate how you are very much deeply appreciating Prabhupada mercy in your life by the practical examples you gave. Could get understanding. Sometimes theoretically it's very difficult to understand what mercy Prabhupada has given. So you gave examples by which you could get some idea, glimpse of Prabhupada mercy. That's a very nice example, no? That glass case, graphic. For those who are Annamaya Kosh, it's good to understand what is Annamaya Kosh.
Thank you for your encouragement.
Thank you for your enthusiasm, Krishna consciousness enthusiasm. You are contagious in that. Thank you. Creating the festive mood.